Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Here is Jeff Pilgrim to commence another chapter of Office Wife.
It's amazing the change that's come over my affairs in the last few weeks. 3 months ago, I wouldn't have given you a bent penny for my marriage, my job, or my home. But now, well, prospects could hardly be rosier. Marcia's a changed girl, and instead of Bronson, seldom mentioned. Palmer seems resigned to the course events took when I returned here. And if only I had a decent secretary, I wouldn't have a care in the world. And that brings up the point about Marcia coming back into the office. With the fish and girl so confoundedly hard to get, and Marcia knowing the job backwards, you know, it might be a bad idea. Now, how's the time? All right, I'd better get cracking.
Darling, haven't you finished shaving yet? It's 8:10, you know.
Coming.
If I keep your eggs going any longer, they'll be like old bath mats.
Like old what?
Bath mats. Come on, sit down and drink your orange juice. Oh, will you be seeing Uncle Tressida today?
I think so.
Ask him about a job for me?
Well, I don't know. After that Stella Bronson business, I don't think Mr. Bendigo's too keen to have pretty girls round the office. He's afraid I'll two-time my wife.
Oh, but I wouldn't dream of stealing you from your missus. What's she like?
She's not a bad cook.
She'd better be, or you'd throw her out, wouldn't you?
I'd trade her in like a flash. Listen, Petter, you haven't changed your mind. You definitely want to come to the office and work.
But only for you.
Good. I'll talk to Uncle Tressida, and you can clinch it. But don't blame me if he says no.
Now, when have you heard Uncle Tressida say no to me?
Come to think of it, never. But don't let's bring that up. It used to be a bone of contention, remember?
Oh, eat your breakfast. Darling, you haven't mentioned Harry Palmer lately. Was he hostile when you came back and he had to take a back seat again?
Well, if he was, he hid it rather well. No, actually, old Harry behaved jolly well. As for any resentment at losing Puller's account, I'm bound to admit he didn't say a word.
He's not a bad chap under that posy manner of his. Why don't we ask him out one night?
Would you like me to?
I'd love to.
Marcia, just how much of Palmer did you see when I was away?
Why, practically nothing, darling. What on earth makes you ask?
Well, just an idea. Righto, we'll cook up a foursome one evening. You and I and Harry and... I say, why not Stella?
Yes, of course. Stella.
She and Palmer get along pretty well.
That's a matter of that, Jeff. So do you.
So do I what?
Get along with Stella.
Uh-huh. Do I see the monster raising its ugly little head again?
Well, if you could ask about Harry Palmer...
Now, raking over old coals. Let's have that foursome. It's a darn good idea. Actually, I've slight conscience trouble over Harry. It's just possible I might have misjudged the chap when I came back.
About what?
About you, darling. And about Harry Palmer generally. But I was wrong, wasn't I?
Yes. Yes, of course you were wrong.
You don't sound very definite about it.
Well, what do you expect me to say? He's supposed to be a friend of yours, not mine, so why do you keep prying all the time? Of course you were wrong about him, completely, utterly wrong.
Here, I say, you don't have to fly into a flat.
I'll go to the office and leave me alone. Ask Palmer here, ask Bronson, ask anyone you like. I don't care, only stop asking me about Harry Palmer.
And what the devil brought that on? Don't tell me there is a nigger in the woodpile.
Good morning, Mr. Fleming.
Morning, Harry.
Well, I've come begging a favor, sir. I'm well ahead with my work, and I'd like to take the day off if it could be arranged.
Well, I think we could manage that for you. Any special reason?
Well, my grandmother hasn't died or anything like that, sir. But some friends of mine have been wanting me to have a look at a small property up in the hills for them, and I've been putting it off for weeks. I can't see the place at weekend, so here I am.
Yes, well, that'll be all right, Harry. You know what to do. Make arrangements with someone to handle your phone calls and so forth.
Oh, thanks a lot, sir. It's very decent.
Quite all right, my boy, quite all right. I like to fit in with my fellows whenever I can. Off you go. I wish I was coming too.
First return to Port Kensington, thanks. What is it, 25 bob? Oh, here you are. Thanks. Let's have a look. Platform 7, that's right. What if I could fit in a drink before the train leaves? No, maybe I'd better not. If I'm going to pull this off, I'd better keep an absolutely clear head. Oh, good Lord, there's Angela Tennant. Can I dodge?
Hi there, Harry.
Too late.
Where are you off to? Bendigo's given you the old heave-ho.
Morning, Angela. Where the dickens did you spring from?
Oh, come off it, chum. You saw me first. I think you were trying to cut me dead.
Don't be silly. Catching a train?
Oh, no. I'm here at the station to get myself a pedicure.
Sarcasm, my sweet, is wasted on me. Where are you going?
I'm long weekending at Santa Marina in Macarzin Dock. That's why I'm in such a foul temper. Simply loathe trains. What about you?
Well, I've some business for the firm at Ravenshoe. A bit further down the peninsula than you.
Ah, same train. You'll be able to keep me enchanted with your company for a whole hour and a quarter.
Won't that be lovely?
It won't be anything if we don't hop on board. Do you think we might find an empty smoker?
Oh, you can try. Either way, it's platform 7, I think.
Yes, Jeff, about little Miss Fraser. Have you come to an arrangement with Mr. Bendigo and Marcia?
Yes, sir. Mr. Bendigo is rather taken with the idea, so I wondered if you'd very gently move Barbara back to the accounting department.
How soon?
Say before the end of the week. Then Marcia can begin next Monday morning.
I think that could be arranged. Upon my word, I'm glad we won't have to go through all that appalling business of interviewing scores of young women again. Whose idea was it? Marcia's?
As a matter of fact, Mr. Fleming, yes.
Well, chaps don't generally have their wives for their secretaries, but in your case, well, let's hope it works out, that's all.
I don't see why it shouldn't.
It's the last thing I'd have expected, Jeff.
You don't seem very keen on it, sir.
Well, with you handling Benny Fuller's affairs here, Marcy's going to come into a good deal of contact with Miss Bronson. There won't be any friction, I trust.
Good Lord, no. That business is over and done with.
I'm very pleased to hear it. Very well, you can leave it to me. I'll have a word with little Barbara in the morning.
Thanks, Mr. Fleming. By the way, where's Harry Palmer today?
Palmer? Oh, we gave him the day off. He wanted to look at a property in the country for some friends. He's had a bit of a rough spin lately, so I thought I'd do the decent thing. He's a nice young chap, Harry, don't you think?
Huh? Oh, yes, very nice.
Where are we, Harry? I haven't been watching.
Yours is the next stop. We're nearly there.
Oh, good. Harry, there's something I've been wanting to ask you ever since this train started.
Oh?
I hope you don't hold a grudge against me for teasing you the other night in Carassius.
About the return of Geoffrey Adrian Pilgrim? Well, I can allow you your little bit of fun, Angela.
Thanks. Tell me, what would you do if you could cut Jeff's throat and get away with it?
Now, what sort of a question is that?
Poor old Harry. You were all set, weren't you? You had Cressida Bendigo and company right there in your hot, moist palm. And now you're back where you started.
I'm perfectly happy.
Don't kid me. If you found Jeff Pilgrim drowning, you'd pour water on him.
Oh, thank heaven yours is the next stop. You can be fun, Angela, but you can be a bore, too.
Never mind. You'll soon be rid of me. We're pulling in. Am I all right?
Let's look. Uh-oh, there's a smut there.
Oh.
Hang on till I get a hanky out. I'll still catch you. There we are. Pristine, flawless complexion.
Thanks. Well, bye-bye. I'll be seeing you. Oh, I say, you've dropped something. Your ticket. Here.
Oh, good job you noticed. Have to come out with a hanky. Bye-bye-ho. Have a good weekend.
I'll do my best. You know me. Now, just what are you up to, Palmer? You said you had business at Ravenshoe. But your ticket was a first return to Port Kensington. My sharp-old eyes don't deceive me. So I want just what's going on.
Jeff, I'm so glad you're here, darling. What kept you?
I drove old Percy Fleming home.
Before you say anything, I'm terribly sorry I made that scene this morning. It was all my fault.
You've been crying.
I've been remembering what my jealousy nearly did to our marriage. And then I suddenly thought, what if Jeff did the same thing because of me and Harry Palmer?
But why should I?
There's no reason, no real reason, but I just thought you might.
Now, look here, darling. You're my wife. And I've told you 100 times I couldn't love someone I didn't trust. And cheer up and forget it and be an angel. Don't fly into a frenzy every time I ask you something about Harry Palmer.
Yes, I promise.
We don't want to spend our time fighting up and down the corridors of President Bendigo and Company. You see, in future, you won't only be my home wife, you'll be my office wife as well. That means you'll be having a lot to do with not only Harry Palmer, but other people, too. You know who I mean, don't you, Marcia?
Yes, Jeff. I know who you mean. And if Stella can take it, so can I.
I hope this works out. Well, Percy Fleming may have had something. He mentioned possible friction between Marcia and Stella. Well, we can only wait and see.
We invite you to listen to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.